KISS 95.1. Catching cheaters with the War of the Roses.
Leslie, you and your boyfriend have been together for 2 years. What's suddenly changed that makes you think he's cheating?
So he just got a new job, and it's just 9 to 5. Like, he's supposed to be home at a reasonable hour. And he's been getting home Wednesdays and Thursdays at, like, 9 p.m. So when he comes home, he's like, he hops in the shower every time.
I mean, after a long day at work, I don't think that's unreasonable that somebody would get into the shower.
Unless he's cheating and he's trying to get the smell of another woman's perfume.
So he doesn't, you don't even talk to him. He, like, beelines it straight for the bathroom.
Yeah, like, I'll be, like, watching TV or whatever. And he's like, hey, hon, just let me get in the shower real quick. And he only does that on Wednesdays and Thursdays. When he's late. It's not like he does that any other time.
Even if he was cheating, do you think that he would be that repetitious with something?
Where he's only doing it Wednesday.
Right. I don't know.
I mean, I did confront him.
What did he say?
And he was like, oh, I'm exercising during the day at work. And, you know, it's so hot. And I just get, you know, I want to be clean when I get into bed.
And you're not buying that?
So, no, he goes to work wearing like loafers. It's not like he's
he's wearing his regular outfit, his work outfit to work out.
You know what's funny though? I see mostly women from the office walking like in their dresses and skirts and stuff,
and
but with
sneakers. Yeah.
Mm. So look, I'm trying to get into.
But what we'll do is we'll call him up for you. We'll see who he wants to send the flowers to. He'll have an opportunity to write something on the romantic card. Don't say anything until he finishes the note.
We'll see if there's a Wednesday, Thursday girl. So hold on a second, okay?
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Gage, please.
This is Gage.
Hi, Gage. My name's Sunny. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here. One of your friends entered you in our monthly text to win contest, and congratulations. Okay. I have $100 in free red roses for you to send.
Oh, really? For free?
Yeah. I don't need a credit card or anything like that. One of your friends texted us a bunch of numbers, and we picked yours randomly.
Oh, sweet.
Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send romantic roses to?
The person's the only one that's going to get the roses?
Yeah, they're the only person that would know about it. I will remind you, though, Gage, that they are romantic flowers.
Right. Great. Okay, good.
Okay, perfect. Who would you like to send them to?
Can you send them to Melanie, please?
All right. And then I'll get Melanie's contact information from you in a second. I have a card to go with these beautiful romantic roses as well. What would you like to put on the card?
Can you put, this is so bad, but so good?
Sounds like fun.
Are you seriously kidding me right now?
Hello?
Oh, I knew it.
Gage, that's Leslie, your girlfriend.
You are on War of the Roses with the Manny War of the Room Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
You're working out at work? And that's why you have to shower? Are you kidding me?
I have so many questions.
Me too. Let's start with who's Melanie.
Yeah.
Okay, look, you're reading way into this. This is nothing. Melanie,
really? Nothing. I have been stupid. You're right. I'm so stupid.
It only happens on Wednesdays and Thursdays? What's the schedule like?
Is that when her husband's gone or something? I mean, who knows?
This is not what you think. You're jumping to conclusions, babe. Like, this is not what you think.
Really?
Like,
let me guess. She's got a sick mom or something. Please don't insult me. What is it?
It's a private thing. She's having some trouble at home, and I wanted to make her feel better.
She's having some trouble at home. You're the trouble. You're the trouble, Gage.
Do you understand that we're not buying that? Neither is Leslie. I mean, you know you're lying, right?
You are so disgusting.
You're busted, dude. You already look bad. Why don't you just come clean?
Look, it's only happened a couple times. It's not like a serious thing.
Well, it still doesn't make it not serious. Cheating is serious.
A couple of times. You know what?
Yes, it's
you
not,
can keep coupling, not, okay? Go ahead. Keep coupling.
A couple days
you know
a
what?
Week.
When you come home today, all your stuff, you'll see it. It'll be outside on the grass. Okay? You're done.
You don't have to don't do that. Can I please talk to you first?
You know what? I'll get help. It's fine. It won't be hard. It's not like you have any gym clothes when you're working out at work. Please. You pig. I should have known.
All right. Mm. Well, I hate that it ended this way, Leslie, but you know what we say with War of the Roses. At least you got your answer.
That's true.
No, I'm glad. Thank you. Thank you so much. Why would I waste my time anymore?
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com.
Well, you heard Leslie. She said she's going to throw his stuff out. And that's what we want to hear from you guys at 704-570-9595. You got cheated on. What'd you do with their stuff? Your phone call is coming up next on KISS.